Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Because this is what is true. And so, in response to the man's question, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? Jesus says, you know the commandments. And he's referring specifically to the commandments of the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And the man responds, truthfully, I have kept all of these from my youth up. From the time I was a young man, I have kept all of these commandments. I have not broken any of them. And then Jesus, whenever he understood that, he says, but you lack one thing. Sell everything that you have and distribute to the poor. And you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. He says, distribute it to the poor. Doesn't say just scatter it to the four winds. He says distribute. In other words, be deliberate about what you're doing with your wealth. Give it to those who are in need of it, not just throwing it away and getting rid of it. Don't give it to those who are going to flatter you and honor you for the gift that you give them. But give it to those who are genuinely in need. Be discerning about who you give your wealth to. But he says, if you go and do all of this, then you will have treasure in heaven, which all of us would be willing to say is obviously worth more than treasure on earth. And he says, come and follow me. And when the rich man had heard this, he was very sorrowful. And we're told specifically because he was very rich. And then Jesus begins this discussion of rich men, which we should all be a little bit taken aback by, I think. Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, and he says, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And then he says this remarkable line: it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And actually, in the commentaries on this passage, the fathers make a distinction here. The Lord's not just talking about rich men in general. He's talking first about those who have possessions. He says, how difficult it is for those who have possessions, those who have riches, to enter into the kingdom of God. So that's one type of person. And the second type of person is the one who's categorized as rich man. And that's the one about whom the Lord says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. They're both in a pretty difficult spot. But the one who has possessions seems to be a little bit better off. But what does that mean? What it means is that those who have possessions, those of us who have possessions, I should say, possess them, rather than being possessed by them. And this is the distinction between someone who has possessions and the rich man. The rich man is utterly possessed by his wealth. That's what the Lord is saying here. Those who have many possessions, those who have great wealth, if they own it, if they are able to be the master of their wealth, then for them it will be difficult to get into the kingdom of heaven. Why is that? Because the temptation is always there to misuse wealth. Wealth opens up all kinds of doors for people. People can buy influence, they can buy power, they can exercise authority over others in all kinds of unjust ways. So the temptation is always there for those who have great possessions. And this is why it's difficult for them to enter the kingdom of heaven. The rich man, about whom it is said it is impossible for him to enter the kingdom of heaven, is the one who is utterly mastered by his possessions, who is enslaved to his own material possessions. He is the kind of person who cannot even see for a minute that it is infinitely greater to have treasures in heaven than it is to have treasures on earth. And this is the status of the rich man. And so those who hear Jesus saying this, they're kind of astounded. They're shocked, and they ask the question, well, then who could be saved? Right? We live in this world. And it's evident from looking around in this world that people who have money have it better off than people who have no money. We would also often all agree with that. So if the rich people can't even get into the kingdom of heaven, how is anybody else going to make it? And then Christ responds and says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So in other words, anyone making it into the kingdom of heaven is a gift of God. It's the grace of God. But it does not come without the cooperation of the human being. And so, all of us, again being 21st century Americans, probably fall into one of these two categories. And we'd probably be pretty uncomfortable to think about that. Those who have possessions, great possessions, and those who are possessed by their possessions. But, if we want to be honest with ourselves and look at things that way, we shouldn't despair. Because the gospel always presents to us the way of perfection. The gospel, the commandments of the Lord always reveal to us what it looks like to be perfect. In this case, non-possession. In this case, to be perfect, the Lord is essentially saying to be utterly free of the cares of having any possessions. Of course, we have families, we have children to take care of, those kinds of things, so we have to have some kind of possessions. But the possessions which are legitimate are those that are necessary. And essentially anything above and beyond necessity is extraneous. And that's when we get into the realm of having possessions or being had by possessions. But again, what's presented to us is the way of perfection. And we are not there. I'm not there. Maybe you are. I'm not. And so, Christ, in His church, in His mercy, gives us a pathway to walk to bring us there. It's like the commandment that St. Paul gives. Pray without ceasing. I don't know about you, I'm not there yet. But the church, Christ through the church, in His mercy, gives us a pathway to walk to arrive at that point. Pray without ceasing. I can't do that, Lord. Can you pray every morning and every evening? Well, I can try that. Can you go to the services and can you pay attention during the services and can you be present during the divine services? Well, I can try that too. Okay, start with that and then we'll work on praying without ceasing. So, this is the case here too. If we're convicted by this, well, I can't. I have nothing. I can't even reduce myself down to necessity. I think we would all be really surprised at what the level of necessity is, because we're so far beyond it. So I have to say, well, I can't do nothing, and I can't even get down to the level of necessity. What do I do? And the answer is, we can give to the poor. Maybe we can't give everything. Maybe we're not there yet. Maybe we're not spiritually capable of coming to that point yet. But nevertheless, we can do what we can do. So we can give alms. We can do good things for those who are less fortunate than us. And the other thing that we can do is we can tithe. And this is the ancient practice, going back, predating the time of Christ, back to the ancient Hebrews, for this specific reason, to liberate us from the possession of our possessions. This is why we tithe. This is why we give to the church. This is why we give the poor. This is why we give money and hope for nothing in return. It's not because we've come up with the most clever way to fund a non-profit organization. This is a spiritual principle. And the reality is, each and every one of us lives, if we are not already enslaved to our wealth, we live in a daily danger of falling into it. And what Christ and His church has given us is a practice, like morning and evening prayers. Can you pray without ceasing? No. Can you pray in the morning and the evening? I can probably do that. So here, can you liberate yourself from possessions altogether? No, I can't. Can you even give up one tenth of it? That I can try. Because this is what is necessary for each and every one of us. Not so that we can have a bigger church or a nicer church or be more active in missions or whatever we might want to do church things with, but so that each and every one of us can be liberated from the ownership of our wealth And so that being liberated from that possession, we can build our treasure in heaven and draw closer in union to our Lord Jesus Christ. In him be all glory, honor, and worship.
Amen. Amen.